I'm good.
Are you good?
I'm good.
Okay. Repeat. Okay. Second take. Welcome to the Cameron Park General Regular Board Meeting on Wednesday, December 20th at approximately 6:31. And the first order of business is the roll call. General Manager, would you call the roll, please?
Yes. Director Bazette?
Present.
Director Scobie?
Present.
Director Wolfson?
Present.
Director Aston?
Here.
And Director Israel?
Present.
Director Scobie, would you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
Love to.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. General Manager, would you read the statement on public testimony, please?
Public testimony will be received on each agenda item as it is called. Principal party on each side of an issue is dedicated 10 minutes to speak. Individual comments are limited to 3 minutes, except for the consent of the board. Individuals shall be allowed to speak on an item only once. Members of the audience are asked to volunteer their name before addressing the board. The board reserves the right to waive said rules by a majority vote.
Thank you. The next item is the adoption of the agenda. Do we have any additions, directions, or corrections by board members? Do we have?
I actually, as your general manager, I would like to propose that we pull items 4 and number 6. There seems to be a lot of board questions regarding those two items, and instead of trying to do everything that we have to do tonight, in addition to with these two things, we'd like to pull it from the agenda, and then our new general manager and staff can work to address those questions that the individual board members have, and come back through committee and board in early 2024.
So we'll not move to number 7. Is that correct?
Correct. Off
okay.
the agenda. Number 4 and number 6.
Thank you very much. Okay. With those changes, do we have any further changes? Have board members had a chance to review?
Wasn't there a change that needed to be made to item 5 because the transmittal didn't state what the recommendation was?
Let me ask Jason about this. So we go to item 5. On the agenda, we've got to approve the wage and compensation study. This is a signature under the general manager's authority, and the recommended action here is discussion forward to the board of directors. It got rolled over from committee. So are we able to?
I'm going to recommend that that be pulled as well.
Okay.
And a motion be made by.
Okay. So we're pulling items 4, 5, and 6. Is that correct? Okay. With those changes, do we have any further input from board members? If not, a motion to approve is in order.
I move to approve the agenda with removing items 4, 5, and 6.
That's correct.
And tabling them? What's the correct term? To move them to the next?
Yeah, they'll pull off the agenda.
Pull off the agenda. Mm-hmm.
Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Otherwise, yeah. I
move remove from the agenda. Yeah.
Pull from the agenda. Okay.
From the agenda. Okay.
Do we have a second of that motion?
I'll second
it. It's been moved and second. All in favor is saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Okay. The adoption of the agenda is required. Happened. So the next item is recognition, appointments, and presentations. And I'm on that item. Is there anything, anyone addition to myself?
Nope.
Nope. Okay. Very good. We have slides. Can they be pulled up, please? So while she's doing that, in the Community Service District, we have a rotating presidency. So I was elected in December of last year, and we will be electing a new president tonight and a new vice president. So I'm not saddened to see this end, but I did want to share some of the amazing things that have happened this year and give recognitions to those people who've been a part of that. So
it's thinking. So
it's still
sorry.
Thinking. Okay,
yeah.
Not a problem. So while we're doing that, I'm going to start with the 2021-26 strategic plan vision, if we can get there. And that kind of is a guide point for where we might be hoping to go as the board. There we go. So, if you look at it, and I'm just reading aloud, but you can read along with me, so it's to be financially stable and adaptable, to become a FireWise community, to enhance the sense of community, and to govern effectively. So, let's look, looking now in the year review, next slide, please. So we've done a lot this year, and I want to acknowledge board members' hard work and people, community involvement as much as I can, and it's quite amazing all that has transpired this year. So we have initiated fire sustainability measures. We've strengthened governance and leadership. We reduced a budgeted deficit, and we're able to keep Station 88 open. We did have a summer spectacular. And we've been able to continue pickleball, although not at Cameron Park Lake. And we've responded to community emergencies. We became a place for people to what is the right word? I'm sorry.
Blanket. Evacuation center?
Evacuation center, thank
Shelter?
You.
Yeah.
And we applied for grants, and we've had some success there. So we formed a fire annexation ad hoc committee, and that was Director Scobie and Asen that have worked this year very, very diligently, very hard. We've engaged Don Ashton for consulting. He was the former general manager with the county and has been instrumental in helping us navigate this whole process for annexation. We started 2x2 discussions with Eldorado Hills and Eldorado County fire agencies. We held a Fire Safe Council meeting, first ever in May, with the Fire Safe Council co-leading with us. Pardon me. Sorry. And why does it not? Okay. We purchased a new fire engine. We canceled an agreement with the Eldorado County Emergency Services Authority, and the ambulance has been relocated to Eldorado Hills. So that was... that has been able to save us quite a bit of money. And the board chose to keep Fire Station 88 open for now. So those things are not forever, but those are things that have happened this year. So in good governance, we held a board of directors retreat in January, and that was, we had a presenter that helped us to learn how to work together as directors and what are the best ways in which we could operate as directors. We had a general manager help us put that together and start the calendar year with us in January, but he decided he wanted to retire early, so we had to form a couple of ad hoc committees. So one, hire the interim general manager, and that is the lovely lady sitting next to me, and the other was to recruit and hire a new permanent general manager who's actually here tonight and will be introduced later to you. We began the fiscal year 2023-24 with a preliminary budget with a deficit of almost $900,000, but we've been able to successfully reduce that deficit and approve a final budget with a reduced deficit of about $500,000. So extraordinary work on the part of staff, board, general manager, and even outside community people helping us with that. The summer spectacular was successful. And pickleball continues, however, not at Cameron Park Lake, but in the gym. And I can assure you it's packed with people playing pickleball in this weather. Cameron Park experienced New Year's Day flooding. Isn't that funny to think a year ago we had these torrential rains and the entrance to Cameron Park Lake was washed out and we had flooding of many of our homes. Helping us to understand and learn about that, at Cameron Park has contributed to a drainage study where they're going to be looking at just the whole drainage of ditches and roads and culverts and everything to better understand that, because that's maybe an ongoing problem. We also served as an evacuation center when they had the fire in Georgetown. And I think it's the third time we've been an evacuation center. And I'm going to, sorry, why does this lady keep, okay, I don't know. Anyway, this is the third time we've been an evacuation center, and we are unique in our county in that respect, and I'm really quite proud of that. The staff, and to the credit, we general manager and our finance people and our parks people. Okay, message. Thank you. Now, come on, message. Message?
Turn it off.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. Pardon me. Somebody does not return my calls, and then she returns my calls tonight. Staff has been working with FEMA for reimbursement for the Cameron Park Lake repairs, and we're pretty much all those fundings will. And Mike Grassley, who's just walking in, is largely instrumental in that, and the general manager, and our Christina Greek, also our finance person. All of that deserve credit for working with FEMA to get those funds reimbursed for those repairs. We also have another great announcement. We have had an air quality grant, which allows us to upgrade and improve our sound and our visual system as Zoom becomes more kind of a more standard in our facilities. So I want to offer thanks and acknowledgments. First of all, I'd like to recognize my son, Nick Bassett, who's in the back there. Nick, could you put your hand up? And okay, he didn't. And then over on the left, a very special friend of mine, Emily Madrid, over there. Okay, thank you. So people I'd like to recognize, first the members of the board. The CAL FIRE is our partner in Cameron Park Fire Department. Eldorado Hills and the county fire agencies who've been so helpful to us. We have had some community groups support us. And our staff has done extraordinary work this year. So I want to acknowledge all of them. So the board members of the board of directors, my vice president was Director Scobie here, who has given me wisdom and insight and told me when I was going in the wrong direction and helped me to plan the agenda. So she's a great lady to have with you, even when you didn't want to hear it. And then Directors Wolfson and Israel, they formed the ad hoc committee to hire interim general manager. And thank you for that good work. And we're so glad that we had Ms. Ritzman as our general manager, interim. And then Director Israel, along with myself, we were on the ad hoc committee to recruit a new general manager. And that was a lot of hard work. And I appreciate the perseverance on that, Director Israel. And then working all year long and with a lot of hard time and effort, Director Scobie and Eason, their fire annexation ad hoc committee. So they've been working with the agencies to help us move forward on that. I want to recognize the CAL FIRE people that have been our partners for 27 years. An extraordinary group of men, professional, good, kind, great sense of humor, and always there to step up and help us figure things out and save us, our district, a lot of money as well. And that, of course, is Directors Mike Blankenheim, Dusty Martin, and Kaylin Richards. They gave me a great tour of the Camino Communication Center. I really enjoyed that. And Kaylin Richards, when we had our fire safe meeting, he did amazing computer simulation of showing what a fire might look like coming through the Pine Hill Reserve, yes, if it was coming this way, which was scary, but it was useful information. And then if you did defensible space things, how it slowed that process down. So it was a great learning experience for that. Eldorado Hills and Eldorado County Fire, they participated in the fire and annexation feasibility study, which is ongoing right now. We're trying to figure out what fire service might need to be and look like in our community. And I recognize Fire Chiefs Tim Cadero and Mo Johnson. Thank you. Again, great guys, great people to work with, and we can be proud of these leaders in our community. In our community groups, we have the Greater Cameron Park Fire Safe Council. Paul Gilchrist co-led that with our CSD. And we put on a town hall meeting, and I hope we're going to repeat it again this year, and we had prominent speakers, our congressmen, our state senator, people from the insurance commissioner's office, about fire defensible space in our community, and I hope we can continue that. That was one of our areas of goals in our CSD. The Rotary Club is just one of our community organizations, and they built this amazing fishing deck. It's where they put the band for the Summer Spectacular, and it was a huge project, and there was probably, I don't know, 15, 20 guys participated in that, put that all that together, and that was something that it was very labor intensive. And then they also did a community town hall meeting as well, so we can update our community. And then the Shingle Springs Cameron Park Chamber of Commerce, they also co-sponsored a town hall meeting so people could kind of get to know all the things that are happening this year. And then I finally want to acknowledge our staff members. So Andre Pitchney, who has retired, but he was very helpful at the beginning of the year. Jill Ritzman, who kind of stepped in and helped us with so many things with staffing, our deficit, planning ahead, these complicated things like annexation. Mike Grassley, who I think has left, but he leads not only the parks, but the facilities in this building and steps up and repeatedly and comes up with, has a great staff, and they do a great service for us. Kim Vickers is our recreation person. And if you haven't noticed, this place is booming. There are lap swimmers starting at 6:30 in the morning, and there are people playing basketball and swimmers till about 10 o'clock at night. This place is packed, and that's the recreation people. They do a great job, Kim Vickers and her staff. Christina Greek over here is our finance person, and she helped us bring that deficit down and find those grants, and that's greatly appreciated, her and her staff. And Jim Mogg, who has left, is our CC&R guy and is helping us to keep our community a safe place and all that. So anyway, that is the end of my year in review, and so we move on with input. So thank you for all those people I've mentioned and those I may have missed out on. So we now move to the committee chair. We go now to
general business.
General business. Open where forum. In the heck am I here? All right, got it. Okay, very good.
Open forum.
Open forum. Thank you.
Sorry.
Thank you, Vice President.
I turned the page. Sorry.
Okay, and I missed open forum. It's not even on here.
Yeah. Turn back one.
They got it here. Forum. There we go.
Yeah, we're right here.
Okay, very good. Okay,
yeah,
so now open forum is members of the public may speak on any item not on the agenda that falls within the jurisdiction of the Board of Directors. So if it's not on the item on there, you may speak. Do we have anyone in the public who wants to address us? Go ahead, sir.
Brad McMullen, Cameron Park. I may have misunderstood your year in review, but I believe you said that the Rotary held a town hall meeting. Is that correct?
It was, basically, yes. It was here at the CSD.
Okay. Can you approximate the date that took place?
I can't remember.
December 14th?
I think it was something like December 14th, yeah.
December 14th?
I believe so, yeah.
Of this year?
Yes.
Okay.
And we hoped it wasn't
open to the public?
I believe it was announced that it was, yeah.
Okay.
And we will have more. Those are our first two. But yeah, but thank you for that.
I think their address was the address of the location of the meeting.
Oh, was it really? Well, then I do apologize in advance for that, because the intention was that it would be open to the public.
Okay,
very good. Any further in public input? Okay, seeing none, then we now move to the approval of the consent agenda. The following consent items are considered routine and will be acted upon the board without discussion with one vote. Any item may be removed from the consent agenda by board member or member of the audience and placed under the general business to be discussed and acted upon individually. And we have now, general manager's recommended removal of 4, 5, and 6. So do we have a discussion or a motion to approve the consent agenda?
I move we approve the consent agenda as amended.
Okay, do we have a second to that motion? Okay, it's been moved to the second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, very good. We now move to general business. And for the purposes of the Brown Act, the items below provide a brief description of each item or business to be transacted or discussed. Recommendation of the staff as shown do not prevent the board from taking other action. So the next item is to nominate and elect the president and vice president. So at this time, motions are in order to nominate someone for president of the board for the next year.
I'd like to nominate Director Scobie for president.
Okay. I will second that motion.
Pulled off totally.
Okay. Do we have further nominations? Hearing none, nominations are closed. Would you take the roll on that vote, please? So Director Scobie has been nominated and it has been seconded to be president. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Director Bazette?
Aye.
Director Scobie?
Aye.
Director Wolfson?
Aye.
Director Aston?
Aye.
Director Israel?
Aye.
Okay. Would you announce the vote, please?
5-0.
Thank you very much. We now move on to the nominating and the election of the vice president. Do we have nominations for vice president?
I'd like to nominate Eric Aston.
Okay.
Will you accept the nomination?
I appreciate the honor, but I respectfully decline.
I would nominate Director Wolfson.
Would you accept the nomination?
My goodness. Well, I don't know if I'm ready, but yes, I would.
Okay. Are there further nominations?
I would nominate Tim Israel.
Okay. Is there a second to that motion?
Point of order. Do we need to act on a nomination first before we? I think that's what I've known in the past, rather than multiple nominations.
That's the way we should do it before we do another nomination.
Explain that again, position. Please.
We should act on the one nomination first.
Oh, and then vote on that, but not take multiple? Okay, very good.
And there is no second nomination unless the first one fails.
Okay, very good. So Director Wolfson has been nominated, and was there a second to that nomination? Did I get that right? Or because I think that preceded Israel. Is there a second to that motion?
I'll second that.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded. Director Wolfson be nominated as vice president. It's been moved and seconded. Would you take the roll on that vote, please, General Manager?
Director Bazette?
Aye.
Director Scobie?
Did you say you accepted?
I did.
Aye.
Director Wolfson?
Aye.
Director Aston?
Aye.
Director Israel?
Aye.
Would you report the vote back, please?
5-0.
Okay. And so now at this time, I turn the agenda over and the chair over to Director Scobie as the new president.
All right. Do I get this thing so I can?
And you get this too? Behave yourself. Okay.
So I feel like I have one. All right. Thank you for that. And moving on to item 9, approve employment agreement between Cameron Park Community Services District and Alan Gardner. So who's going to take that? Are you going
I'm sorry.
Let's do an introduction, perhaps. And Jill, are you going to do that? Or are Tim nominating?
I'll take that one.
Okay.
Perfect.
Thank you.
So, we need to receive public comment on it.
on the vote?
Oh.
Yes.
Oh.
On the vote for president and vice president.
No, I'm sorry. On number 9, the employment agreement.
We were just doing our...
We're just starting it.
We're not doing public comment yet. We're just going to introduce the item.
You're essentially giving the staff report.
Yes, sorry.
I understand.
Yes.
Yes. Please go ahead.
So after General Manager Pinchley retired, we stepped into a recruitment process. We hired a consultant to help us with that. It was a very successful process as far as establishing a very well-qualified list of candidates. We had 7 highly qualified finalists that went through a screening interview, and then from that we shortlisted 4 candidates. And as a result of that process, we have come to an agreement with Mr. Alan Gardner, and he is a highly qualified individual with a lot of experience with special districts across the state, along with other very interesting qualifications to go along with that. So we're very excited to bring him on board and look forward to working with him through the challenges that we have in front of us.
Any clarifying questions from the board? All right.
I would just further add that Mr. Gardner has a lot of experience with annexations and a lot of the complex items facing us this next year. So he is really very well qualified for what our needs might be in the next couple of years.
All right, let's go ahead and take it out to the public. Any questions from the public? Comments? Okay, seeing none, bringing it back to the board. When should we invite Alan to give some information about himself? Should we do it now? Should we vote?
Point of order, I think we need to move on this and approve it before address him as general manager. That's
okay. Do we have a motion to approve the employment agreement?
I so move.
I will second that.
So we have a first and a second. All in favor say aye. Or do we need to go through? We have to do roll call? Okay, roll call vote, please.
Okay. Director Bazette?
Aye.
Director Scobie?
Aye.
Director Wilson?
Aye.
Director Easton?
Aye.
And Director Israel?
Aye.
As 5-0, we now have a new general manager. Thank you very much. Alan, would you like to come say a few words? Introduce yourself.
Thank you for the 5-0 vote. It's always nice to start out with a unanimous board. I've had a fairly long career, and I've had the opportunity to do a lot of things. This is my fifth government that I will be leading. I have pretty extensive experience with CAL FIRE. I've been at 7 forest fires, including the Ranch Fire, one of the other big ones up there, and a 30-day flood. I've had districts in deep financial trouble that we've had to work our way out of. I'm very pleased that you're working on grants. I have some ideas for places where we might go. For example, on the flooding issue, you know, if we can get a study going, it takes 2 or 3 years. But FEMA, if they still have any money at that point, is a good source for that. Similarly, for fire hardening and fire saving, FEMA is also a source for that, because you have to have done a study and you have to put a proposal together and they have to have some money to do that. So, in terms of me and anybody coming in, I'm a pretty easygoing fella as far as management. You know, there's an office here. As long as I'm not on the phone or somebody isn't in there, walk in and say hi, sit down and talk if you got something you want to say. Or just give me a call. You know, I'm very open, very easy. As far as the employees go, management style. My view is, if anybody that reports to me doesn't know what their review is going to be at the end of the year, that's my fault, not theirs. Because I didn't communicate well enough during the year. I realize we have a number of issues, but I have done annexations, and I've done divestitures. I've got a little bit of everything that you're facing, and I hope that over time we can have some successful resolutions. You know, the one thing I understand is how long these things actually take. This is not quick. This is a slog through mud to get stuff done. And it's perseverance, it's people willing to talk. If you ever have a question about something, please raise it. Don't sit and be mad about something or harbor something or think something wasn't wrong. I don't want you to do that. I want you to talk about it, raise it in a public meeting, raise it with the board, raise it with me, and we talk it through. It may not have a resolution, but talking helps. One time I had to raise rates for the first time in 20 years in a district in order to qualify them for FEMA and state aid and everything. A fellow just opened a furniture store, and he thought 3% a year compounded for 5 years was going to be out of business. I didn't think it would. But he came in, I talked to him for an hour and 45 minutes. Going through it, history, everything else. And at the end of it, he said, you know, I don't like it, but I understand it. And that's the kind of approach you expect me to take.
Thank you.
anybody has questions at this point, I'd be happy to answer. Otherwise, I think I come in tomorrow and I sign stuff, but I don't think I can be official until CalPERS says so. So, but I will be available for phone calls, you know, on an interim basis and everything. So I'm very pleased to be here. I hope we all have a very good working relationship. Like I said, don't sit on something. Just come to conference.
Thank you.
All right, moving on to our next item, number 10, approve amendment to agreement with Municipal Resource Group. Jill, do you want to introduce that?
Yeah, I can introduce that. So this recommendation actually came through the Budget and Administration Committee meeting in November. The November board calendar was pretty busy, so we're thinking that we had a new general manager coming on pretty soon. So we moved it to December. In the meantime, I think that I've had conversations with all individual board members. I think Jason's had some conversations with board members, I think. So individually, the board members have talked about this. I think there's a consensus by all or most of the board members that an update to our strategic plan is probably needed. We've done a lot of work and there's been a lot of change, and so those core values are still in place, but how we go about those, some of those core values and that vision may have changed. But how we go about doing that and when we go about doing that, I think that there's a lot of different opinions. So this is really agendized to allow the board members to talk amongst themselves, have some conversation about whether or not you would like to update the strategic plan and what that might look like. And what I'm looking for, and probably Alan too, is direction to staff on what to do with this. So again, this is something that came forward with support from the Budget and Administration Committee meetings in November. And so we're bringing it forward for you guys to talk about tonight.
Okay, it's my understanding that we are not increasing the amount of this agreement. We are just changing the scope of work, adding
strategic planning services.
Strategic mm-hmm. planning services
Correct.
To this agreement. All right. Any questions from the board? Clarifying questions?
Well, I have a question with regards to, is there an actual amendment that we are approving tonight? Because I don't see one attached to the agenda.
I did not propose a specific amendment because I, in talking with all of the different board members, I didn't feel like I could have any specificity for that. And really what we're looking for is direction from the board. I would look to Jason if we're not changing the dollar amount of this agreement. Does the amendment need to come back to the board, or is there an ability for them to give the staff direction and have the general manager change the scope?
What I would recommend is that if this is what the board wants to do, direction be given to the manager regarding the amendment, but the motion is going to have to be very specific as to what that amendment says.
Okay.
And then I would suggest that it still come back at the next meeting just to be ratified. Even though the manager could sign, general manager could execute it, assuming it says what the motion says, which might make it a lengthy motion.
Mm-hmm. But you have that possibility. I did not want to be second guessing the board on this, and so I really wanted direction from the board on how we should go about this. And
Sid?
Yes, yeah. I think it was the scope of his responsibility, and when we hired Mr. Ashton, we knew he could do a lot of things to help us. So this is perhaps an add-on, but I'm willing to make a motion to add on that he would assist us in updating
We need to go out to public comment and so forth before we make a motion.
Yeah, and I still have some questions.
Okay,
so
good.
So it's a little premature.
So it is premature, but because that would be a solution, is to do a motion.
Okay.
Motion to that effect.
So any other comment from the board?
Yes. Do we have an estimate of what the strategic planning effort will cost in terms of Mr. Ashton's services?
We don't. Other than it can be contained within the current allocation in the current contract, which is about $45,000. I believe all the board members were given an update as to how much has been spent to date. There has not been a lot spent. I would say that probably a quarter or less of that agreement has been spent. And I think it depends upon if your goal is to have one strategic planning workshop with the community, to have the community, because it is a community process. You get community input. Is it two strategic planning workshops? I mean, how much time do you want to spend on this? And so, you know, I feel badly. Typically, I come with strong staff recommendations on, you know, what I think we should be doing. But on this one, I was feeling kind of at a loss. And so looking for some direction from you. And then we can come back. So I am not able to answer your question unless I know the details and of what you want to do.
Thank you.
Any other comments from the board?
Yeah, just a question, and this would be maybe as much for council as anything, because it sounded like you were indicating that some kind of motion would need to be a bit lengthy or wordy, as opposed to simply adding a task, so to speak, or a scope of a task to the current agreement. Would it be possible to simply, for the board to move, add strategic planning to the agreement and keep it that simple to allow the incoming general manager and Don Ashton to talk about that? And the board could ask staff to come back, per Director Israel's comments, of if this is what we want to do, here's how many hours it would take out of the scope of the deal. But we could we simply
that would be fine, or the board could simply give the general manager direction to ask Mr. Ashton to come in and speak with the incoming general manager about that issue and come back at the January meeting with an amendment that's more specific.
Okay.
But it can also be done the way that you described.
Okay. Thank you.
Any further comment on this end of the table? Sid,
anything else? Do we have public input on
not
this?
Not yet.
Not just one thing. So we're still, we're just questioning.
Okay, let's go ahead and take it off the public. I'd like to hear from you. Yes.
Barbara Rogers, Cameron Park. I'm in complete agreement. It's important, Mr. Ashton, being utilized in this. You couldn't have a better person. I think you all know that. After all, he did run the county. He's done a great deal of help, I imagine, so far for us. So we need somebody with his expertise. I guess you've got a big storm to go through. It's not over yet. So, I mean, as much as I hate to see you have to spend more money well spent for Don Ashton. So, thanks.
Anyone else? Yes.
Brad McMullen, Cameron Park. I'm a little confused. Are we speaking to the strategic plan amendments to the current strategic plan that is from 21 to 26 this is a different strategic plan?
This is an amendment to an agreement that we're discussing adding scope of work to the existing agreement to help with that.
But I thought the strategic plan was already done through 26.
If I can maybe,
go ahead.
I think, both are right here. You're addressing what the work would actually be that we might ask Don Ashton to do. It's addressing the strategic plan 21 to 26, recognizing that halfway in, circumstances on the ground have changed. And so the idea would be for Mr. Ashton to guide the board and to revisit that and refocus that based on current circumstances. But the motion here is not that, it's to give permission to the agreement for that to happen.
I understand, but I thought the strategic plan was already in place.
It is in place.
And this is just an amendment task to the strategic plan to bring it to current.
So the strategic plan is supposed to be updated and relooked on an annual basis, I think, because as with every district, things change. And so it is typical to have a review of the strategic plan on an annual basis. Why strategic plans are good, especially right now, is that it provides direction to staff. So it's a community board document that then sets direction for the general manager and staff to follow through with those things.
Okay. I guess I would have thought that would already been in the budget as a preemptive funding source. rather than coming midpoint to try to fund it. So
it's there's no additional funding needed. It is contained within Don Ashton's current agreement.
Okay, thank you.
And in general, we try not to have like conversation from the board to the public, but it seemed like a simple question. So anyone else like to address this? Public comment on this item? Okay, seeing none, bringing it back to the board. What does the board want to do?
Well, I appreciated our council's comment. Perhaps what we can do is direct our new general manager to speak with Mr. Ashton, and we can come back at the next meeting with some direction on that meeting. Potential scope for what we could do and the board could give general. I'm not against simply saying, let's just add strategic planning to the agreement and give the general manager direction. But if we want to report back, we can ask the new general manager to speak with Mr. Ashton and come back in our next meeting.
Okay. Any other comments on this side of the table?
I would be more comfortable with a better, more defined scope of work and cost for this effort. What are we talking about? How much are we talking about spending? Because, quite honestly, we approved a contract for Mr. Ashton to help us with our fire annexation process, which I have no doubt we'll end up spending most of that money that we assigned to his contract. And so ultimately we will be approving more money for him to work on fire issues as well as strategic planning. I do not see an immediate urgency for this. We have several big issues that we are working on. Fire annexation is one of those. A park master plan effort is another. We have lots of stuff on our plate right now, and a strategic plan approach, I'd rather see thought out a little more thoroughly and presented to the board. So work with the general manager, bring us a scope that is more defined, and we move ahead with it. I'm not against modifying our strategic plan.
Any other comments on this end?
The only other thing would be, following up Tim's comment, is if we've only used a quarter of the agreement so far, Mr. Ashton's been under contract with us since May, June.
It was updated in June or July.
So just rolling that out, recognizing there's ebbs and flows in our utilization of him, how far would that take us into the annexation process? How long does the board want to engage him in that? Is it, if we come to an agreement and a decision, does he continue with us after that into the annexation discussions and the process of LAFCO? So just laying that out to see how far would this take us and how would any addition like that impact it. What I'll suggest is we ask staff to speak with Mr. Ashton and come back at the next meeting with Director Israel's suggestion, just a scope of what we could do here. It could go a broad thing or it could be as simple as a workshop or a meeting. A discussion about the strategic plan and some simple adjustments, because we need to do that. I think that should happen quickly to help us chart the path for this year, even though so much of it's already laid out for us. So,
Don?
I think given that we are starting with a new general manager and that Mr. Ashton was essentially mostly hired to get us through the interim period, I do think probably this needs to be directed back at the new general manager to figure out exactly how much we really do need Mr. Ashton for, so we can define the scope, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. hopefully it could come back no later than next month.
Mm-hmm. Well, and a clarifying question, you said interim period, are you speaking interim general manager or interim?
General manager, okay. Yes.
Because my understanding was Mr. Ashton's task with us was the annexation process, regardless of interim or permanent general manager.
There is a also in his scope of services is coaching and supporting the new general manager, you know, so that's also in there. Sid?
We have a lot of things happening this year, and I want us to be sure that we are looking at our strategic plan as being consistent with all those things that are happening, with a huge budget deficit, fire annexation, and other things that are happening. So I think it's appropriate, and a new general manager. I don't know if the timing is critical. I think this is something that needs to happen, but maybe not even the next month, but certainly maybe in the new year.
All right, so what I've heard is that it seems like everybody's interested in having the new manager be involved in this process, the new GM. So it seems like we should give direction to staff.
I would request that come back next month. I do feel a little more urgency to it than I've heard from a couple of directors, simply because we get this decided at the beginning of the year, like is this direction for the rest of the year? We push that off too
long. It is for the January meeting.
I agree.
Then.
Well,
yeah.
I agree
good
with that
point,
too.
Good point.
Yeah.
So that would be my request.
All right. So it sounds like I'm hearing that we want to give direction to staff for the new GM to speak with Dawn. We'd like this to come back next month. Did I get everything right?
Scope of services for the strategic planning, plus a look at tasks left and time commitment on his part going forward with the annexation
and
process.
Estimate of how much
right.
it's going to cost
right.
per Tim.
Yeah.
So
okay.
that's what we'd like to do.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
That's what I was looking for. Probably Alan too.
All right. Moving on to the next item. Item 11, approve resolution 2023-37, ratifying the HVAC replacement project at Station 89 and so forth. Who wants to kick that off?
I will. Dusty and Kellen can fill in if I miss anything. So one of the two HVAC units on top of Station 89 was no longer working a few weeks ago. Got kind of cold in the fire station. They were limping along with space heaters and things like that. The general manager has authority to make emergency purchases without the board's approval, without a public bid process, if it affects the health and safety of employees, which a cold fire station certainly did that. And so the fire staff did get three quotes. It wasn't a formal bid, but we did get three quotes. We accepted the lowest quote, and ensuring that there was going to be a quick turnaround, and I think that they were able to put in the HVAC system within a matter of about 4 days. So it was good. The system predates the building of the new fire station. So it was 2003 is when the fire station was burned. And those HVAC systems were in place at that time. So we're not quite sure how old they were, but they were very old, more than 20 years. So repair cost for one of the units was $8,000. I think that the other unit was, well, probably needed that same repair. So I don't know that our budget situation was going to change all that much in the next couple of years, and so we chose to go ahead and move ahead with the purchasing of the new system. And I think that these new systems will probably save on some electrical cost and propane cost going forward as well. So anyway, per policy, we're coming back to you to ratify the purchase made by the general manager, which was the emergency purchase. And then also our recommendation is to allocate it to Fund 7. There is currently a fund balance in Fund 7 for $766,000. If we add the HVAC system into the Fund 7 budget, it elevates our expenditures in Fund 7 to $250,000, and we will have a remaining balance in Fund 7 of $517,000. Director Scobie asked a question, I'm sure others have it, about our commitment for payments on the current fire engine. We are currently paying just under $100,000 a year, and we will have five more payments of $100,000 a year. So there are five payments left, and the total $487,000.
So how much is in the account right now?
$766 less the $250 brings us to a fund balance of $517,000.
Minus the four.
Then if you take $487, we're done.
But But that's not all in 1 year, though.
No, yeah. It's not all in 1 year.
Yeah,
but
it's all in 5 years. Yeah,
5 years.
And
yeah.
The if you choose to take it, we can also take it out of Fund One. I mean, an alternate would be to take it out of Fund One, and would be the other funding source, and we can come back during mid-year budget review that is anticipated in February, and then you can see, yes, we want to keep it in Fund One. If there has been savings, the district staff and CAL FIRE is working to have a savings in Fund One, so we don't have the $500,000 deficit. So we could put it in Fund One and and then at that point in time, see if we want to keep it in Fund One or move it over to Fund Seven. So,
all right, let's start with this end of the board. Sid, any comments?
Two questions. One is, the two units are, is it a zone system for heating? Okay.
Both. So it's an AC, both units. One's for the downstairs, one's for the upstairs.
Which one failed?
The upstairs.
Okay. And then, so it's not, the new one's not going to really help the old one, really, because they're separate.
Both were replaced.
Yeah. I'm just thinking ahead, repairs, or does it extend the life of that the one remaining system?
No, we replaced both.
You did replace both?
Yeah, we replaced both.
Oh, so we have new
systems.
Okay,
yes.
Excellent. And then what is the warranty on those systems anyway?
I don't know. I'll get back to you on that.
I think he said 1 year on that.
Typically 1 year, though, I would think.
Said 1 year on the paperwork somewhere.
Yeah. And it should be a more efficient system, I would assume, than what was there.
100% it is.
Okay, good. Thank you.
All right, Don, questions?
If I'm remembering correctly, these systems were so old that getting replacement parts was pretty difficult, if not impossible.
Yeah, so that was the cost for the new motor on there, $8,000 plus, was because they were going to have to cannibalize the new motor and try and make it work with the old system. And so all three companies' recommendation was to not repair it, but they would do their best. And we were putting a lot of stress on the bottom system as we were running that, trying to keep the upstairs via the hallway.
Yeah, sounds like it was time.
Any other questions on that end?
Just a clarification on the Fund 7 balance. $487,000 for the Type 1 engine we still owe on, right? Mm-hmm. What about the Type 3 engine we've committed to buying?
The Type 3 engine, what was the total on that? Just under
about 400,000.
390. Yeah. Was that it? Yeah, 390.
Possibly. So we're committed to close to $900,000 on equipment purchases over the next 5 years.
Okay, any other questions, clarifying questions from the board? All right, let's take it out to the public. Who would like to, any input from the public?
Okay.
Is that any input? Yes.
You know, I ask a lot of basic questions because I'm new to this. So, in the process of annexation, are discussions being held as to what happens to the equipment? And if we're buying new engines, does that go with the new, if we are annexed, and who pays for what at that point? And because we're about to potentially change our entire fire services, and I don't know what goes with, I guess it's whether debt goes with or whether assets go with. Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
Okay, thanks. Do we know that?
What I'm trying to do is not start conversations between the board and the public, so I will answer your question. We will answer your question when you're
That's done. It. That was
That's
my question.
That, your question.
That was my question.
Okay. So that is all under discussion. It has not been decided on what equipment typically, what equipment, land, whatever. It's all under discussion right now with the ad hoc committee and the other fire agencies.
Makes it difficult to make decisions about purchases when you are in that position, right?
you get to speak once.
Okay. That's my comment,
Yes.
Julia Cunningham, Cameron Park. So are the stations being, I guess to follow up to that, are the stations being taken over by the new service, if there's a new service?
So I'd like you to finish all your questions and we'll answer them if we can when you're done.
Sounds good.
That was your question?
Yes.
Okay.
That was my question.
Why don't you answer it this time?
Okay. I'll reiterate some of what's been said is all of these are factors that go into the discussions and negotiations within the agency that we discuss annexing for. And it becomes part of the negotiation. Right? All of those are district assets at this point. And of course, engines and equipment and buildings are all a part of the fire service. So those all become part of the discussion of how we hand that off. What specifically goes, how that goes, that's just part of the discussion.
Oh.
And that's about as specific as I can be. And all the agencies understand that because part of what goes with it too is maintenance and upkeep. Once a service is handed off, then whoever is managing that likely picks that up.
Fair enough.
So those are all different pieces of discussion for us.
Fair enough.
That's about as specific as anything.
Thank you. Any other questions from the public? Comments? Okay, seeing none, bringing it back to the board. All right, board, what do you want to do? I personally would like to approve this, but have the funding come from Fund 1 because of the over-allocation in Fund 7.
My question would be what does Fund 1 look like if we pull that money out? We should have that comparison.
Well, I think Fund 1's got, about $2.8 million in it?
But that should be public information.
So would you like me to speak to that? Yes, go ahead.
Okay, and Christina can correct me if I'm wrong. So the district board approved a budget with about a $500,000 deficit this year. In reviewing budget to actuals, we're pretty much on track, though we are trying to spend less money. We'll have a better sense of that. We're talking to CAL FIRE about their invoices coming in, and so we should have a better sense of, district staff is trying to save money, CAL FIRE is trying to save money. There is a $3.5 million fund balance in Fund 1. Is that right, Christina? About $3.5 million? You're shaking. Yes. There's about a $3.5 million fund balance that is in Fund 1. And so if you choose to take the HVAC system out of Fund 1, it would increase the deficit that you have budgeted to about $540,000. So it would just take out of that $3.5 million fund balance that you've got. Does that make sense? Do they make sense?
Yes, to me you did.
Did it make sense, Sydney?
Yes, it does to me.
Okay.
Further comment on this end of the table?
That was my question as well, was what Fund 1 looks like. So.
Is there a reason you wouldn't follow staff's recommendation to take it out of Fund 7?
Because the fund in general is over-allocated, and it just doesn't make sense to me to keep stuffing things in an over-allocated fund. I mean, we have not spent that money yet. We do have the dedicated 5 years of more payments coming out of there. So, I mean, if I was to do my math, what do we got? 487 from the new...
So one of those, I don't know that it's made much difference. Christina corrected me. One of those five payments is already budgeted, and so there will be four additional payments.
Four additional payments. So can we just do the math real quick? What's the balance after that first payment?
So... Okay, we can do the math real fast. So you've got, you want to pull up your calculator? Your fund balance right now is 766.
766 minus.
And then you've got 250 coming out for the current.
Okay.
And then you've got four payments at 97.5.
Okay, so another 400.
And that's what you got.
So there, if we're not paying for the engine that has not come due yet, then we have funds in there.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Well, that's what I wanted to know. So I'm okay with either way. But we are all over allocated in that account, per what Tim said.
So if you add in that there was never a funding source identified for the new fire engine that you have purchased. There is not, and you don't need to make a decision regarding the funding source. I mean, you will have options. You can take it out of your fund balance in Fund 1. There may be additional funding available in Fund 7. You can finance the engine if you don't want to pay cash for it. So while the board has made a motion and entered into a purchase agreement for the fire engine, you don't have to buy it until it's ready for you, and you can make a decision on how you want to buy it at that time.
Okay.
And I'm just, that's what I'm just not saying good or bad. I'm just telling you what your choices are.
For all consistency, right. Because part of this is about, it was an emergency that happened, and part of what a report later will be is the five-year plan for updating our facilities and helping that. Had we been able to get ahead of this, that would have been in a general budget.
Mm-hmm.
Facilities and upkeep. Mm-hmm. So perhaps that's where it just needs to be. Mm-hmm. And in the end, because we've already budgeted rental money as part of our income to mm-hmm. help cover the deficit, if that doesn't happen, we're going to have to pull from Fund 7 to help cover that deficit.
Potentially.
Mm-hmm. So perhaps it is the right idea to put it in the general fund, put that in the general budget, as we would have had we been ahead of it.
Right.
And it just reflects mm-hmm. what we should normally be doing, perhaps.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. I mean,
I would disagree. This shines a spotlight on why we need a capital investment plan that clearly states equipment replacement. All those things go into a capital plan and budget, and we have not had one. And this is why we need one.
Yeah.
And if we had one, we would be pulling the money out of that. Fund 7 is the closest thing we have to that, and it's my understanding that is dedicated primarily to fire service related capital items, which this is exactly that. So I would not support putting it into the general fund, and we have to live with our decisions. Also, we have traditionally directed fire equipment rental revenue to Fund 7, not the general fund. This year, as a stopgap measure, we directed what we hoped would be $250,000 to our general fund from revenue from basically what should have gone to Fund 7. We did not do that. I would hope that if things were to stay status quo with our district, that we would not stay with that funding policy, and we go back to funding our capital investment plan. So I am not supportive of putting it in the general fund.
All right. Anyone want to make a motion?
Yes, I wanted to respond. I concur with what Director Israel said. I think it's a more honest accounting to say it's a Fund 7 expense. Fire services are 2/3 of our budget. And it's getting lean, but it's the reality, and it's an honest accounting to our public. This is what we look like. This is where we are. I have voted twice against that new fire engine. I will continue to vote against any new fire engine. So I think we need to, it should come out of Fund 7. And yes, it's getting lean in that account, but that's just the reality we're looking at. So I would not want to switch it over and pull that money out of Fund 1.
And I'm fine taking out Fund 7. Should I make a motion, or does somebody else want to make one?
I just want to make an amending comment, just because it was said so strongly. Director Razzett, we're not lean in that fund. After all this, we'll have $500,000.
I guess it, yeah.
We're projecting forward, and that projection does not include any revenue for the next 5 years, which I think is an unrealistic expectation.
I guess it's the new engines.
To the public, yeah. Really reflected. Yes, if nothing happens, we will. Right now, we are fine.
Yeah.
And we plan for that. So I just want to make sure we're clear
At this time, we're acceptable. Okay, thank you for that.
And with that, I would make a motion to approve Resolution 2023-37, ratifying the HVAC replacement project at Station 89, award the bid to Blackwell Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and appropriate the $49,886.68 in Fund 7 for project.
I will second that.
We have a first and second. Do we need to do a roll?
I will move that with the waiving of the reading of the resolution.
Thank you.
Is that also seconded?
I still second it.
Anytime there's an expenditure of funds, we don't necessarily have to do it by roll call, but I always recommend it. It's a best practice.
Okay, best practice. Let's stick with that. Director roll call, please.
Director Bazette.
Aye.
Director Scobie.
Aye.
Director Wolfson.
Aye.
Director Aston.
Aye.
Director Roosevelt.
Aye.
Okay, motion passes 5-0. Moving on to board information items.
Madam President?
Yes.
With the indulgence of the board, I wanted to recognize a community member that came in late that made was significant help to our district this year, and that's Paul Gilchrist with the Fire Safe Council. Mm-hmm. That we co-sponsored a town hall meeting in May, and thank you for that. But you weren't here when I recognized you earlier. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Director Bassett.
Board information items, item 12, committee chair report outs, budget and admin. You're still chair there, Sid.
And that meeting was canceled.
There it is.
That was a short one. Okay, thank you.
CC and ours. Who's our chair?
I am the chair, but I was not in attendance at this meeting, and so I would hand that to Director Wolfson, yeah. As well as Director Isro, who I believe is there.
No, he wasn't.
You didn't show up at my stand.
I wasn't invited.
Oh, nice. I think you were out of town.
Yeah.
All right, so
yeah,
can we hear from
Director
Wolfson?
Okay. So we had one pre-legal request that we provide direction on, which was to approve sending it to legal. It was a situation where a gentleman had built something like a 7-foot fence in front of his front yard, essentially, had him sent it to architectural review. It was outside the fence guidelines and so on. And so that one needed mitigation. I thought the gentleman was supposed to come in as well, and then he ended up not. But anyway, it was to the point where it needed to be moved on, so we did approve that. Other than that, we had a number of things that weren't action items. The neighborhood campaign for Cameron Park number 2 was completed. We looked at the application and fees for ARC. There was an investigation in Bar J Ranch for illegal steel structures, which seemed to be somewhat rampant up there. And the shed item that we voted on back in October, the homeowner was not happy with our decision and is, I believe, working with staff on that at this point.
All right, thank you. Fire and Emergency Services, who is our chair on that committee?
And that would be me. Simple agenda this last time. One was an agenda item tonight, which I hope we'll see next time, which is about updated fees for services. So ask board members who have questions or need clarification on any of that, please do over to the questions. That'll, I believe, come back to Fire Committee next month, so we can make sure we've answered anything as we bring that forward to the board. Has not been updated, correct me if I'm wrong, Chief Richards, since 2019 was what we talked about. So it's been 4 years and it's time to do some updates there. But I'm grateful for any questions and clarification on that so we get it right. The second piece speaks to comments Director Israel had brought forward earlier. Fire staff brought forward a beginning 5-year maintenance plan, looking at stations, looking at equipment, looking at updates, everything from painting and resurfacing stairs and floors to engines to you name it. And so we're in the process of continuing to look at that, and we'll continue to bring that forward to the committee as well as to the board once we finalize those pieces.
But I'm really excited to see that, and that will go into our planning moving forward, as well as become part of our discussions with annexation. So that's a very helpful piece coming from our fire staff for that. As always, I encourage staff or the board to look at the reports that come forward. One notable piece in that is the transfer of ambulance service to Station 86 has had an impact on the calls and the staffing and overtime, because we have been using a lot of overtime to staff that. There's still overtime that's required in staffing our stations, but it's having an impact, a good impact, to not have to carry that anymore. So I'm grateful for that help for our staff and the good work that they've done there. So that's it for now, unless there's anything to add, Director Wilson.
I think that was pretty much it.
All right. Parks and Rec, I believe, was canceled.
Yep.
So that moves on to our General Manager Recruitment Ad Hoc Committee.
Well, I think that committee has done its job.
Don't we have a policy where we do like do we need to have like a final report out or?
You did tonight.
Yeah,
you did
tonight. You just heard it.
Yeah, you did. Hey, you're good.
So that committee is now
defunct.
Done.
Yes.
Done.
Yes.
And if I may, Madam President, just the opportunity to thank Director Fezzik, yes, really again for your good work and
yes,
that. Having been through that myself, that's
it's a lot of work. Thank you.
I really appreciate
yes
that.
And then moving on to the Fire Annexation Ad Hoc Committee.
You're the chair.
Keeps coming. So continued updates. One piece in that is we've got another couple 2x2 scheduled in the beginning of the year. Continuing to discuss with agencies as we get more information. We have some tentative timelines with AP Triton that we're working on that we will be able to put out to the public in terms of when the report, the initial draft report comes back with information from the agencies. We're looking at scheduling then the beginning of public input next year. I believe it's going to be February when that will start. There'll be a 2-week window of time. There'll be an initial public meeting where the public will be invited to first listen and understand the scope of what AP Triton wants to hear from the public, and then a 2-week window where the public can respond. AP Triton will also be going after both board members and staff and other agencies, as well as community leaders, to get input for their final report. That will be accumulated in February, beginning of March. We'll compile that with the potential for March, but likely in April, the final report, once that all comes together. What we're initially proposing at this point is a special meeting with the first report, where the board would have the opportunity to hear it, the public would have the opportunity to hear it, but no action would be taken. The idea being, we need time to process information and be able to ask questions, walk away from it, and then come back to a regular board meeting where the board can continue to discuss and hear from the public, and then potentially take action depending on the recommendation of AP Triton. So that's the pieces that I have on the ad hoc. Anything to add?
Yeah, we also did some public outreach, as you heard. The Rotary sponsored a town hall. Eric did a great presentation. It was based on the same slideshow that we did at the golf course clubhouse. So it was the same slides. I don't know if they've been updated much, but this time Eric delivered those that meeting.
And it's probably worth the clarification to an earlier question. This wasn't a town hall meeting per se. This
was
an invitation
of
the Rotary Club. And so I want to make sure we're hearing that, because town hall would be an open invitation to the community.
That's where my confusion
right. Yes. This was an invitation by Rotary to come and speak. It was the same presentation that was given back in November, I believe it was the 10th, the Country Club,
right.
A couple of updates.
Thank you for that. Yes, yeah. So sure. That was an invitation by Rotary for a presentation. I was invited to the Cameron Park Community Foundation, and I went and spoke with their board of directors, and we had a discussion with the same slides to educate them. So our community outreach continues. There'll be more for right now. We're reaching out to specific groups should they be interested. Do we have any dates, Jill, regarding other outreach?
Not at this point. It's something that we'll have to transition between Alan and I to do that. So
but that November meeting at the Country Club was co-sponsored by the Chamber of Commerce.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So another.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so you'll be hearing from our new GM about the dates for our public outreach, and we'll do our best to make sure you have them so that there's no confusion there.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else you
One other thing to add to that, if you have not received word to the public and to all the other agencies, we have a list of frequently asked questions that has come up out of all of this discussion. And we recognize some people can't make it to these town hall meetings, so we're putting that up on our website, and it will be a living document, so that as questions continue to come in, if there's things that we have not addressed before, we will add to that. We're pulling in these answers both from our consultant, from agencies, from our fire partners as well. CAL FIRE has helped us with some of those questions. So that is up on the district website. You're all welcome to look at that. If you have any comments or questions to that, please let us know, because we want to continue to bring information and clarity to that. Not open for public comment at this point.
I don't know if you guys are going to have town halls.
That's what we just talked about with the new general manager. They're going to transition that, and they're going to announce that. So that'll be coming potentially January, definitely February, March.
So. And there's, it's right there on the homepage. The FAQs are right there on the homepage. Please go ahead and read them. And if you have comments. All right, so that is our committee chair report out. That was item 12. Moving on to general matters, to and from. Let's go ahead and start with staff.
Yeah, I think you guys hit the ones that I wanted to talk about, which was the AP Triton task list that's coming out. So,
okay. And now let's start on that end of the table.
I would just like to thank Jill Rissman for filling in so ably over the last 6 months and really saving our bacon. Thank you, and enjoy going back to retirement.
Thank you.
Eric?
I want to second that and add to that piece in my interactions with Jill in this. It's very clear her driving desire in this is to help our district, and it always has been. She didn't have to come back. She chose to out of the desire to help, and that has come through in every interaction. So thank you, Jill, for that. With that, then I also wanted to report I had a wonderful time at the invitation of CAL FIRE on our Santa Parade. Last weekend, I got to ride Sunday night, and it was a fabulous experience. There's nothing like getting to ride in, what, we have 16 vehicles that night? It's just stunning, and I've got video if you want to see it. But I was amazed how the community comes out for this. I've come out for it. I've gone to the different spots in the past, but to be driving these miles and seeing people come out of their homes and just standing there smiling and waving and filming it. Why are you filming us? Okay. Standing in the windows of their houses, waving, stopping the first stop of the north part of Cameron Park, and literally a couple hundred people there, and kids just lining up to drizzle snot on Santa. And Matt Knowles and his wife, wonderful Santa Miss Claus for this. But just a fabulous experience. Continue to hear from members of the community how much they appreciate it. So I want to thank our CAL FIRE staff and all the folks that helped pull that off. It was phenomenal, and just really appreciate getting to be a part of that this year. So,
thank you.
That's my
report. Don?
I'd like to third thank you, Jill, piece of that. Thank you for coming back and running things while we were looking for a general manager. Enjoy your retirement for real this time.
And I, too, be number four. Thank you, Jill.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Welcome our new general manager from all of us. And I wanted to let you know I was out walking the community, picking up trash, because it's what I do, and I'm on Oxford. And lo and behold, there's a bunch of county trucks there digging in the Deer Creek, pulling out trees and shrubs and so forth.
Nice.
So I stop and I talk to them. I'm like, hey, what's going on? And they're like, we are cleaning up debris around our infrastructure. So if you go on at Oxford, you will see that they've cleaned out trees. Mm-hmm. It's not very much. It's maybe 10 feet on either side of that bridge, but it was nice to see them out there doing that. So, and I just want to say happy holidays, Merry Christmas to everybody from all of us, from the board, and we all look forward to seeing everybody here next year at all our board meetings. And pretty much that's all I have. See?
It's kind of like farewell and goodbye, but you know, it's like Sound of Music almost feels that way. But I'll still be back. But thank you for the hard work of the board, Thank you for the hard work and dedication of our staff. I mean, we've had some really challenging times this year, and Jill brought back a sense of purpose and teamwork and helped us cut that huge deficit in half. But the thing I appreciate is she has kind of a vision or a plan of the future, and it was so nice because it seemed like we were only looking like a week or a couple of weeks out there, and now we're looking next year, maybe next month, you know, 2 months out there, 3 months, and it's nice to be in that place as a CSD, that we are thinking further and further out there. So thank you, board member, staff, and then the community people that I mentioned, and many others who've been an amazing partnership to work with. I'm ever so grateful for that. So, and I join Jill in wishing everybody a Merry Christmas and good time off, and we'll see what next year, 2024, brings. Certainly 2023 was a very exciting year for me.
All right, folks, anything else? Do we have a motion?
I have a motion to adjourn.
I so moved. I second it.
Okay, a motion to adjourn and second. And all in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Great. Thank you, everybody. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Happy New Year.
There she is.
Yeah, I heard.
Alan has a copy. So I don't want you to think that Alan doesn't know what's in here.
Okay.
Okay, good.
There's
her. And then you need to go check in with Sarah, because the resolutions that we usually call you back into the office to sign, she hasn't heard.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. So we...
Because I don't want to. The whole board. We hired the board hired us for the last 6 months. Yeah.
I've got a practice, and audience is laughing out there.
You have 100 hours.